Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. That was Joe Henderson from his debut album from 1963, Page One, on Blue Note Records. And that was one of Joe's tunes, Jinrikisha. And it featured Kenny Dorham on the trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Pete LaRocca was playing the drums. Before 10 o'clock, the last tune we heard was Fela Kuti and Africa 70 and Ruffa Ruffo Fight. And we're moving to Prestige next and 1969. This is Joe Jones on guitar, Rusty Bryant on tenor saxophone, Sonny Phillips on the organ, Eddie Mathias on electric bass, and Bernard Purdy on the drums. Title track from the album Boogaloo Joe. Thank you. album True Blue. That's Tina Brooks on Blue Note Records, one of his tunes. Theme for Doris, Freddie Hubbard on the trumpet, Tina Brooks on tenor sax, Duke Jordan on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor playing the drums. It's Pete Evans, it's Spinning Jazz. We're going to cool it down a bit now. Some solo piano from 1962 on Riverside Records. This is Barry Harris.
Thank you.
as if you didn't need telling. Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. That was 1959, Miles Davis, one of the most famous jazz albums of all time, Kind of Blue. That was All Blues, featuring Miles Davis on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Bill Evans on piano, Jimmy Cobb at the drums, and Paul Chambers on the bass. Absolutely needs no introduction, really, but anyway, for your information, those were the players on there. Before that, it was from an album called Listen to Barry Harris Solo Piano, which I picked up from Charles Perlman in Portland, Oregon recently. Thank you for that, Charles. A fantastic album. And the tune we heard was I Didn't Know What Time It Was, and we're going to up the tempo a little bit now. This is Cadet Records, 1966, recorded in Chicago. It is Sonny Cox. The album's called The Wailer, and this is Berimbau, The Girls from Bahia. And here you're going to hear Sonny Cox on alto saxophone, Ken Prince on organ, John Howell, Arthur Hoyle, and Paul Serrano on trumpets, John Avant on trombone, Reuben Cooper on a baritone saxophone, Bobby Robinson on guitar, Cleveland Eaton on bass, and Morris White playing the drums. It's Spinning Jazz, it's Vinyl till 11, it's Pete Evans at Sheffield Live.
Thank you.
for Stu and family in Widnes and Dave and family in Liverpool. The unmistakable Herbie Hancock. And the personnel's very easy on that one because Herbie plays everything. The album is Mr. Hands on Columbia from 1980. And that was Textures. I'm going to leave you this week with something that I also got recently from Charles in Portland. So many thanks once again to him. This is Walt Dickerson on New Jazz from 1962. The album is To My Queen, a dedication to his wife. And this features Dickerson's vibes, accompanied by Andrew Hill on piano, George Tucker on bass, and Andrew Cyril playing the drums. Take care, everyone, and I wish you all good luck, good health, and peace.
Thank you.